In local obituaries this morning, Mr. William Russell Beard, age 79, of Niffley, died Saturday at Taylor Regional Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Bernice Beard, six sons and daughters-in-law, Russell and Nelda Beard, Johnny and Melinda Beard, Robert and Becky Beard, all of Niffley, Jack and Lou Ann Beard, David and Madonna Beard of Kimblesville, Dennis and Marcella Beard of Dunville, 10 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, one brother, Luke Beard of Niffley, one sister, Christine Bailey of Florida. Funeral services for William Russell Beard will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the Robinson Chapel Cemetery. Mrs. Anita Dempler, age 83, of Louisville, died Sunday. She is survived locally by a daughter and son-in-law, Rhonda and Rudy Renfro of Greene County. Funeral services for Anita Dempler will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Guardian Angel Catholic Church in Louisville with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery. For more information locally, contact the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Mary Ruby Walker, age 84, of Glasgow, died Sunday in Glasgow. Survivors include 3 daughters, Margaret Harper of Cave City, Mamie Creason of Greensburg, Kay Simpson of Center, 9 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Mary Ruby Walker will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the A.F. Crow & Son Funeral Home in Glasgow with burial in the Bethlehem Cemetery in Greene County. For more information locally, contact the Coward & Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Brenda Lou Markham, age 62, of Ravine Way, Kimblesville, died Saturday at her residence after an illness. She is survived by her daughters and sons-in-law, Pam and Tim Benningfield of Glendale, Lisa and Tim Martis, Amanda and Wes Vaughn of Kimblesville, Kim Matney of Houstonville, one stepdaughter and son-in-law, Jennifer and Stephen Carter of Mount Washington, 11 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers and sisters-in-law, Holland and Patty Milby, Mike and Teresa Milby, all of Kimblesville, 3 sisters and brothers-in-law, Doris and Gabe Gabehart, Sue and James Southern, Sharon and Randall Sharp, all of Kimblesville, her mother-in-law, Wanda Markham of Louisville. Funeral services for Brenda Lou Markham will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the Kimblesville Memorial Gardens. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the Family Funeral Fund. Mrs. Ruth Gore Cox, age 79, of Kimblesville, died Monday. She is survived by her husband, Lester Cox, 2 sons, Larry Cox and Donnie Cox of Kimblesville. Funeral services for Ruth Gore Cox will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Kimblesville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Zane Robin Van Arsdale, age 42, of Greene County, died Monday at University Hospital in Louisville. She is survived by her husband, Jeff Van Arsdale, her son, Seth Van Arsdale of Exe, 3 sons and 3 brothers, Dimple Stitz of Greensburg, Barbara Green, Doris Grant, Larry Powell, Jerry Powell, all of Columbia, and Ronnie Powell of New Haven, her father-in-law and mother-in-law, Robert and Ira Van Arsdale of Exe. Funeral services for Zane Robin Van Arsdale will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock Thursday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Pauline Lewis Schaffner, age 97, of Greensburg, died Monday at University of Louisville Hospital. Survivors include 1 daughter and son-in-law, Ella Rose and Robert Milby of Florida, a son and daughter-in-law, Leanne and Betty Lewis of Somersville, 5 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Woodruff Vaughn and Washington Pete Vaughn, both of Somersville, 7 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Pauline Lewis Schaffner will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Somersville Church of the Nazarene with burial in the Wilson Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Friday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to the Somersville Church of the Nazarene. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.